Well, we'll begin by saying this: grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to think about the psalm today, right? As we talk about this. Now, do you remember learning how to count? Anyone? Maybe a few of you? Maybe some of you do. For others, including myself, it's passed into memory at this point. I don't even remember how I learned to count. It might have been your parents who taught you how to count how many fingers you had, right? Or maybe the first time you counted was the number of candles that you had on your birthday cake, right? Or maybe it's how many bites of vegetables mom and dad were making you eat before you could get up from the table, right? Or maybe it's the counting blocks that you see on the screen right now. You guys remember playing with these at all? You can count different numbers with them. Yeah. Any way you learned it, counting's important, isn't it? Counting tells us something about our world. It tells us how many students we have. It tells us how many teachers. It tells us how many Sundays we have left until Advent begins. It tells us how hot or how cold it will be. It tells us so many things. Counting is important to us, and it's important to God. God likes counting too. In fact, God had Moses write down something about that in our text today, in Psalm 90. Now, Moses had to count a lot of numbers, okay? He had to count the number of years that Israel spent in slavery in Egypt. That was 400. He counted the number of years that they were in the desert. That was 40. He counted the number of men who could serve in the Israelite army. 603,550. He counted how many people died in a rebellion against God and Moses. 14,700. Moses counted a lot. And he writes in our psalm today that we should learn how to count our days that we might gain wisdom. What does that mean? It means that if we realize that we don't have a whole lot of time on this earth, that we would make the most of it with God. If we realized how many days we've wasted arguing and fighting with parents and siblings and classmates and teachers, we would spend our days instead seeking God's favor and blessing. But we don't often count our days, and we forget about God and His blessings. That's not wisdom. Forgetting God is foolishness. But by wisdom, we can realize that we've wasted too much time giving into our sin. See, sin is a big problem for us. Can you imagine? God comes to you, He sits you down, and He says, "All right, we're going to count up all of your sins." How much time would that take? A lot. And if He said, "We're going to write them all down," how many books would be filled? In fact, I think it would be incredible. And God never would be able to stop. But when it comes to counting, God doesn't count our sins against us. In fact, He takes all of your sins from you and puts them on His Son, Jesus, who takes them to the cross and crucifies them with Him and forgives you. God doesn't count your sins against you. He forgives you out of love. He knows that you can never hold up under the weight of all that sin, so He placed it on Jesus, and He counts you righteous. He counts how much righteousness you have, and He says, "Yep, you have all righteousness because of my Son, Jesus." Now, we don't have to count our sins, do we? We count our blessings. We can count every day as a blessing from God. We can enjoy our days knowing that we are forgiven and seeking to do God's work out in the world for our friends and our families. And we work hard at it, knowing even though we're going to sin, even when we're trying to do good and to be good and we still sin, that we're forgiven. That's wisdom. That's how we can really be wise. Because in wisdom, we don't have to count our sins because God's not counting them either. And so we number our days, no longer with our sin, but we number our days with the joy of the Lord, who has given to us great mercy through his Son, Jesus. And so in Jesus' name we say, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.